From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Finally, some relief from those relentless rise in oil prices. The price of a barrel of crude is now more than $10 below last month's record highs, but some industries are finding that the damage has already been done. They're making some big changes in the way they do business. Joining us now is Marketplace's Bob Moon. Bob, first, why are oil prices falling now?
Well, hallelujah, Madeline. Crude does keep dropping. It's been trading at around $122 a barrel today. Compare that to the record high we saw just 2 weeks ago when oil hit a record of $135.09 a barrel. Some of this is driven by signals from the Fed that it's through cutting interest rates for now. That could help shore up the value of the dollar, and that could help stabilize oil prices since most oil is priced in dollars. But the big factor in today's price decline is the latest word that we've gotten from the Energy Department on gasoline demand. It says that there was a sharp fall off last week, and demand's been declining over the past 4 weeks, really, by almost 1.5%. That's helped push gasoline inventories up by almost 3 million barrels. And that's more than three times the increase that analysts were generally expecting.
So if there is more gas, does that mean the prices will go down?
Well, not necessarily right away. The average price for regular gas right now across the country has now hit a record of $3.98 a gallon. Many analysts think that that's likely to hit $4 in the coming days. Of course, here in California, we're already paying well over that amount.
So what about these problems that the high oil prices are causing for certain businesses? What's happening?
Well, the airline industry is really struggling with the cost of doing business. And just today, we've gotten word from United that they're going to make aggressive moves to cope with fuel prices. They're cutting 1,100 more jobs, and United's going to ground 70 more of its fuel guzzlers. That means it's mothballing its entire fleet now of 94 Boeing 737s, along with 6 747s. And United's going to be cutting its mainline domestic capacity by up to 18% in the next year. And then move over to the auto industry, another sign of these belt-tightening times. The Ford F-Series pickup truck, it's been the best-selling vehicle in America over the past 17 years. Well, last month, it wasn't. The Honda Civic and the Accord and Toyota's Camry and Corolla all outsold Ford's pickup. And then just yesterday, GM said it would be closing down some SUV plants. It's retooling to meet shifting consumer demands.
So is this temporary or long-term, do you think, these changes?
Well, analysts and industry officials are telling us these are fundamental changes in the way these companies are going to be doing business. Here's how one auto market analyst puts it. He says he's never known the market to change this much this quickly in his lifetime.
Well, thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.